God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we magnify you. We glorify you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, God. We exalt your name above every name. We exalt you, Father God, over every situation. We exalt you over everything, Father God, that we have encountered, Lord God, that tries to penetrate and try to cast us and put us in a place of despair and sadness, Lord God, that causes us to try to doubt you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you and exalt you above all these things, Lord God. We cast down those vain imaginations, Lord, and we cast all our cares upon you, God, because you are so good. You are so marvelous. You are so excellent. You are so great. Your ways are above our ways. Your thoughts is above our thoughts, God, that we can trust to you. We trust you with ourselves on tonight, Father God. We trust you with our situations. We trust you with our circumstances, oh God, and we trust that you will make a way out of no way. We trust, God, that you will heal. You will deliver and make us free. We trust, Father God, that you will make a crooked path straight. We trust in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Tear down every wall, every yoke of bondage, Father God, is broken in the name of Jesus. We trust, Father God, that every chain, Father God, oh God, and we shake off everything, God, that is not of you in the name of Jesus, God, and we just honor you on today. We give you glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for the joy in our hearts. Oh, God, we thank you for filling our hearts with your love and compassion. We thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your truth. We thank you, Father God, for God meeting every one of our needs, Lord God. Oh, God, the spiritual, the natural, the financial, the physical, oh God, the mental, oh God, and everything else, Lord God, you are there. You are always there. That's so amazing, God, that you always there. When we think we're not reachable, God, that's when you reach us the most, because we get humbled in your presence. We get brought to a place, Lord God, where we want to surrender and allow you in. Oh God, we get to a place where we realize we can't do it on our own, God, and we need your help. We got to a place, Father God, where we recognize that you are God Almighty, and we can't do nothing. We can't put our hands on it. We can't change you. We can't do nothing without you, Father God. And you help us with the littlest things, Lord God. And not only that, Father God, you put your hands to it. You move things out of the way. You put things in order. You change things. You rearrange things. You regulate our mind. You heal our bodies. You separate our souls from the past. You, God, heal our minds, Lord God. You give us stability and solidity, you, God. You give us confirmation and assurance and confidence, Lord God. You let us know who we are, hallelujah, that we are your children. We are your children. We are a royal priesthood, Father God. We are prophets and teachers and evangelists, God. We are what you say we are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we can trust and believe, God, that you will do exactly what you said you were going to do in our lives, in our homes, in our families. And God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for destroying the yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allowing us to walk upright before you in spirit and in truth, God. We thank you for the opportunity to confess our faults one to another, that we might can pray for one another. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability and the courage to surrender, Father God, to your will and your way. How important it is. It's how important it is, Father God. God, we just thank you, Father God, for moving on our behalf, working behind the scenes. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God. We ask, God, that you continue to do, Lord God, what you're doing in our lives. Lord God, that you continue to reach the lost, Father God, that you continue to go out, Father God, hallelujah, work, oh, God, your power and your authority, Lord God. You continue to put the pieces in place where they need to be, how they need to be. Oh God, and we may not understand, for God, we know, Father God, that thy word is true, and you are not a man that can lie, and you really truly are our shepherd. God, you really are the one that takes care of it all, Father God, and you will take care of us. You use everything that we encounter to make us and mold us and shape us into what you want us to be, Father. We welcome it, Father God. And God, if we happen to fight up against you, Father God, we ask God that you forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us for our iniquities. Forgive us, Lord God, those things we have in our heart, Father God, that rage and that anger, God, and help us to let it go, Father God, and be content, Father God, to be like Job, but just rest in you and accept, Lord God, have a heart of acceptance, Lord God, and reverence you and honor you, Father God, naked that we came into the world, naked shall we leave here, Father God, whatever you desire, Father God, give us a heart to surrender all in the name of Jesus, and not continue to walk in our own way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to open up our understanding, Father God, to the truth, because your word is true. It really is, Lord God. God, remove the deception and the lies, Father God. Oh, God, remove the mask. Remove that lying spirit, that lying spirit that we lie to our own self and causing ourselves to go to hell. It's causing ourselves to have misery. It's causing ourselves to be in despair, defeat. And we have no peace. God, I ask that you open up our understanding, that we acknowledge you, Father God, that we will be set free, made free, delivered. God, that we will receive everything that you have for us, that we won't reject the truth. God, your word is truth. I keep saying it. Your word is truth. God, open up our understanding, Father God. Let us not interpret your word, Father God, and apply it to our lives, Lord God. Where we, God, not get the glory, Father God, because we're not supposed to get the glory. You are. It's not about us. It's about you. It's about you bringing us into the full knowledge of you. Let people know who you are. And you are great. You are magnificent. You are marvelous all by yourself. You don't need our help. Oh God, I ask, Lord, enter in. Enter in, Jesus. Enter in for the God of the God, enter in for the God. And remove the cloudiness. Remove the fog in our eyes. Remove it. Jesus. Remove the lies, Lord God. Jesus. The deception, Father God. We're manipulating our own self, thinking our own ways. God, remove these things, these tendencies, Lord God, that's causing us to fall short, that's causing us to live in a place, Lord God, that you do not want to be. God, take us out of that place where we're arguing, fussing, fighting, Father God. We're literally doing opposite your word, declaring it, to saying that we're living for you. God, that is such deception. It's a lie. Bring us out of that lie, God. God, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, to acknowledge you in all our ways so you can direct our path. Help us to walk in the spirit of love. God, you tell us to love our neighbors. We love ourselves. You tell us to love you and keep your commandments. Lord God, help us to remember that number one rule. To love you with everything, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength, with everything that was in us. God, help us not to grow weary, Father God, as we grow closer to you and we encounter these trials and tribulations, Lord God, these attacks of the enemy, Father God. God, as you settle us in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to stand even more strong and declare your word, not ashamed nor embarrassed, or God, and not even concerned what they think or what they say, because we know they're going to talk about us. We know, God, they're going to run our names in the dirt. But God, we told us, Lord God, that you will be with us even until the end of the earth. And we are not alone. You will never leave us nor forsake us. So God, we love you. You've proven yourself over and 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 over. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord. You should have to prove nothing else, but you do it because you love us. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for going into our families. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for reconciliation. We thank you for restoration, God. We thank you, Father God, for moving on our behalf. We thank you, Lord. Reach out to your people. Reach out, God, and draw near to you. Draw closer to you. Draw them into your house, Father God. It don't have to be this house, Father God, but they bring them to a holy sanctuary, a holy altar. That your word is being preached, God, because your word is what makes us free. Your word is what cuts, Lord God, and takes away those things, Lord God, that hinder us from receiving what you have for us. God, it's your word. Give us a heart of acceptance and help us to forgive, Lord God. Let us not carry any grudges or anything over anybody's heads, not even our own selves. Take away that beating ourselves up, that condemnation. God, as we walk, Lord God, help us to walk, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, by faith and not by sight, casting down every vain imagination, treading upon serpents and scorpions, and all the power of the enemy, knowing, Father God, that nothing shall hurt us. And as we quote these scriptures, even as we pray, Father God, give us the full understanding of Jesus. That your word is life in our lives. That your word means something. That your word penetrates. That your word gets in, God. And go deep, Lord God. And pulls out, Father God, the lies that we were told as children. The lies that we were told as adults. The lies we told ourselves. There's a place in you, God. There's a place of freedom. There's a place of wholeness. There's a place of completeness in you. God, help us to reach that place. God, we thank you. God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for touching those that are sick and shut in. Thank you, Father God, for reaching down and touching the marriages. Thank you for watching over our children and teaching them, Father God, stuff that we can't get to, but Father, we know that you know how to reach them. Thank you, Father God, for helping there be reconciliation in the families amongst our lovers. Thank you, Father God. Jesus, for restoring us back into our proper positions and our proper places. Lord God, whatever it is. But we know one thing, it is good. God, we just thank you. We thank you for ordering our steps, Lord. We just thank you. God, we just appreciate you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for every individual that ever been in this place. We ask you, God, that you touch the hearts and minds of your people. God, we ask that you hear every prayer request, every name that was brought before you, every person, God, that's in our hearts, on our minds, that you put in front of our faces. God, we're asking that you would intercede. Lord God, that you would get involved, Father God, that you would help, God, each and every individual, whatever it is, Father God, that thy will be done in earth. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for covering our pastor. Thank you for covering this house. Thank you for covering us as we travel, God. Thank you, Father God, we have same travels. God, thank you that when we return home, everything will be all right. Thank you, Lord. You've done so much for us. And we love you. We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you. You've done so much of us in such a little time. God, we appreciate you. We thank you for your very presence. Our hearts are full. Our hearts are full. A joy that no man can take away. Oh, thank you. you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Lord God, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.